The Golden Years, 14 years, 1956 through 1969. 14 hours of entertainment built to stack or stand alone.
The Golden Years.
1965. The Supremes, in the middle of a hit streak of songs written by the team of Holland Dozier Holland. Stop in the Name of Love made it four number one songs in a row for the girls, America's favorite female group. Roger Miller wrote his own 1965 hit, and it became his biggest ever. Roger recalled how King of the Road came about.
I don't know. I was just driving along, going into Chicago one morning, and I saw this sign on the side of the road. It was advertising trailers for sale or rent. And I just, I just kind of rung a bell. So I walked around with it in my mind for two or three days and sat down one night and wrote it.
Trailer for sale or rent. Ooh, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of.
Beginning with the success of King of the Road, Roger Miller's career went into full swing, and he later hosted his own network TV show. Bob Dylan was already a folk music hero, but in 65, the rock and roll audience discovered him when, for the first time, he performed with an amplified instead of an acoustic guitar.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime.
Like a Rolling Stone, Dylan, 65. His choice of material, style, and charisma would soon make him a legend.
The Golden Years.
1965. Young son of comic Jerry Lewis formed a rock band called the Playboys and launched his own showbiz career with a hit called This Diamond Ring. One of the most meaningful lyrics from 1965 was What the World Needs Now is Love by Jackie DeShannon.
I felt definitely there was going to be a great change in music since the Beatles had such an impact at that time, and the people that were coming up were listening to really, really good music, fine music. Burt Bacharach and Hal David were producing me at the time, and they selected several songs, and we were rehearsing the songs. And Hal David said, I'd like you to play What the World Needs Now for Jackie, Burt. And he did play it, and I fell in love with the song, and we rehearsed, of course, the tunes that we were doing on the session, but I think everybody right from the beginning felt that this was definitely the one.
What the world needs now is love, sweet.
It's true, love is like love.
The songwriting team of John Lennon and Paul McCartney of the Beatles had started a trend of awareness of who had written the hit songs. What the World Needs Now is Love was the product of Burt Bacharach and Hal David, who had already penned such hits as Baby It's You, Liberty Valance, Wishin' and Hopin', and What's New Pussycat, and were just getting started. The unmistakable Bacharach-David sound would literally make a star of Dionne Warwick, and Jewel Aiken's claim to fame happened in 65.
Birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees.
Jewel Aiken's The Birds and the Bees. 1965. With a funkier appearance, sound, and image than the Beatles, the Rolling Stones had become a monster rock act. In 1965, Satisfaction had a five-week ride on the pop charts. The English musical invasion had begun to affect adults as well as the youth of the nation. Long hair, Edwardian suits, and the mod look were seen in every walk of life. The times, they were a-changin'. August, riots in the Watts section of Los Angeles took thousands of troops and law enforcement officials 5 days to end.
Everybody talking about the seven sun.
September, Hurricane Betsy ravaged the Gulf Coast, killing 100 and causing $1 billion damage.
The name game.
Barry, cross the Mersey.
Baby, I'm yours.
November, a massive power failure on the 9th of the month blacked out the entire northeastern United States. The golden year, 1965. Black America's main man, James Brown, found himself once again on the pop charts in 65 with Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. And suddenly, there was Sonny and Cher. Sonny Bono recalled their first hit, I Got You, Babe.
I think I Got You, Babe, again, was fate, because it was a philosophy that we had, and it was what gave us our strength. We didn't have any money, but we'd always refer to the fact that we had each other, and that seemed to sustain our strength.
And Cher remembered her reactions to the recording of The Million Seller.
I've never known that if any of our records were going to be a success. You know, like Sonny would say, sing it, and I'd sing it.
They say we're young and we don't.
Sonny Bono had been seen around Hollywood with long hair 5 years before the appearance of the Beatles. And in the mid-60s, Sonny and Cher as a team continued to be teen trendsetters. 7 years and many hits later, they would still have each other and a national TV show.
The Golden Year.
1965. Hang On Sloopy, the first and only big hit for the McCoys. In 65, a Smokey Robinson tune became the first million seller for the Temptations of Motown. Otis Williams of the Temps.
Well, Smokey was the author of it, and he brought the track to the Apollo when we were at the Apollo, and we rehearsed it backstage in between shows, and tried to get it together. So when we got home, we put the voices on, and then Smokey put the strings on, and from the moment I heard it then, I felt as though it would be a very big tune. We had our first big million seller, which was My Girl.
I got sunshine.
The original Temptations, including David Ruffin and My Girl.
The Golden Year.
1965.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips.
Bring back that love and feel.
Bill Medley and Bobby Hatfield, the Righteous Brothers. Later, they would break up the team, but in 65, they were together with the Phil Spector-produced You've Lost That Lovin' Feelin', one of the top 10 songs of the year. The number one song of the year, Petula Clark's Downtown.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
The Golden Year 1965 is copyrighted by the History of Rock and Roll, Incorporated.